Every other week, we welcome in Elizabeth Austin, who introduces us to a new local poet and their work. And Elizabeth, it's great to talk to you. And I'm wondering who you have for us today.
Well, a few weeks ago, I had a chance to hear performance poet Alyssa Ball do this terrifically exuberant poem called Analog Love. So Alyssa grew up in Yakima, and she was influenced by Riot Girl culture and punk.
Wow.
And one of the things I love about Alyssa is she started distributing her own work in zines when she was still in junior high.
So a zine, explain what that is for people who aren't so up on the lingo.
Right. So a zine is basically a do-it-yourself magazine. So it's a way that poets either on their own or in collectives can self-publish their work. And sometimes they're handmade or photocopied.
And so is this poem that we're going to hear something that harkens back to that day?
Right. It's relevant to this poem because this poem is really celebrating that do-it-yourself culture, that tangible, sensual world.
So Alyssa Ball, we're going to hear her work. And where was this recorded?
This was recorded during a performance at Richard Hugo House. So here's Alyssa Ball.
This is my last poem. This is called Analog Love. Magnets charge tape ribbon. With magical hiss, we still need that reel-to-reel, that pop and spit. A record's roundness in your rounded palms feels plain right. A skateboard ride on a warm spring night. The scent of an out-of-print book, the punch of a typewriter's metal against a fresh sheet, a wristwatch, newspaper ink, black-and-white zines, toner smudged on your finger pads, the weight of a 12-sided die in your hand, the enormous burden of an upright piano, a windowsill garden. Handwritten confessions of awkward emotions on paper, 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 a passive-aggressive post-it note slapped to the bathroom mirror. Hey there, please remember to put the cap back on the toothpaste. When you're done, please rip that note into tiny triangles. Flush them down the toilet. The postcard matters. The novel is sacred. Some conventions retain irreplaceable value. Above the digital ether they rise. The sewing machine needle piercing tense fabric shakes the whole table. The flick of a pinball flipper, the arc of a ski ball, darned socks, candle wax, boxes of matches, the visceral reverberation of a kick drum, album art, liner notes, side A, side B, limits, boundaries, caution, doorbells, friendship bracelets, recipes scrawled on index cards, physical landmarks matter. The sweat from Mia Zapata's forehead is lodged deep within the wood of brick of the Comet Tavern. Sniff hard enough in certain dive bars and you'll smell Nirvana's spit. The fun house. May it rest in peace, housed real molecules of musicians, their exhaled breath along with flecked metal from broken strings. No condo can replace what bulldozers raised. This is a message in a bottle. Put down your stupid smartphone and touch my f***ing face. Drag a feather across my back. Don't text me that you love me. I can only delete that. I want an artifact I can fold and unfold, something I can clutch and kiss and add to magic spells, some object that I can, after you break my heart into a tiny triangles, take outside and set a match to.
Wow, that is quite a poem.
Well, and the number of things that she brings in that anybody who's been in Seattle any length of time will remember.
Well, Elizabeth Austin, thank you so much. The poem's called Analog Love by Alyssa Ball, reading at Richard Hugo House. Really appreciate you bringing that one in.
Glad you enjoyed it.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.